Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbo Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, you Mob, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say, you Mob, to Delhi. Now, April media brief, we're talking about our health, managing our health while travelling. That's one. Parkinson's awareness, long COVID, digital health agency. We're going to catch up with Yarn with Delhi brother Steve Renouf, consumer advocate, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander champion at the Australian Digital Health Agency. And, of course, former Bronco Queensland State of Origin player and Australia Rugby League Kangaroos online. My brother, good morning. How are you?
Good, Trev. How are you, mate?
How was that intro, cuss? You got all these letters after your name. You're just right up there, brother. I'm just Trevor Tim Aries.
Funny.
Brother, listen, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, cuss.
Yeah, mate. Look, Steve Runoff here, Australian Digital Health Consumer Advocate. My mob, Goongri, out here southwest Queensland on my mum's side, and Gubby Gubby mob here up the sunny coast on my dad's side.
Deadly footprint, brother. Thank you very much. So here we are talking about managing health while travelling. So, yeah, we get to go on holidays, and we should do that in our time away from the JOB. But we still need to take care of our health, even when we're on holidays, is the message I'm picking up here, brother.
Yeah, definitely, mate. You know, it's that time of the year, and you can keep, obviously, do that and keep tabs of your health with your My Health record. You know, if we're travelling, firstly, we talk about the My Health record, and it's a secure place where everyone's medical information is kept.
Yep.
And you know, and that's through everything. That's your medicines that you're taking, you know, the conditions you have, all your test results, and all that sort of thing are on there. But especially with travelling, especially with COVID, that's been it's now the flu season. You know, vaccination.
Exactly.
They're all on there. And so if you're travelling, I've been caught before, mate, even with scripts, you can get your scripts through your My Health record as well. And it's all about taking control of your health, and especially during the holiday period.
So virtually all medical centres, all doctors, are on the same page when they're looking at your records. So if you are travelling, you're in another town, another city, what have you, if you need to feel a bit under the weather or you're looking at tablets, go and check it out. And it's all there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's on your My Health record. You know, it's even better. Not long ago, we launched the My Health app as well.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, that's been great. It's very much a game changer. It's so easy. You know, you go to your just download for the My Health Hub through the App Store. So on your Apple, on your iPhone and the Play Android phones.
Yes.
So once you do that through the My Gov, you go to your My Health through the My Gov site, you have that app on your phone, and that's even easier because then you can just tap that app when you go to a doctor, show them on your phone, and it goes to your medical records, and you can show everything on there.
Yeah.
It made things a lot easier.
Well, brother, we are living in the 21st century, and you're with the Australian Digital Health Agency, and it's just a powerful tool, isn't it? In all industries, but when we're talking about health, it's at your fingertips, isn't it?
It is. Literally, as you said, it's another tool on your health journey. And that's what's so good about the My Health app. And it's just, as I said, once again, it's even easier than having to log on. You know, you access your medicine information is right there. You know, if you had test results and you needed, you know, something done, I mean, with a new doctor, it's all there.
Look,
I just got we got Heart Week coming up. I'll mention that coming up soon. And, you know, I just had, you know, heart stress test done.
Yes.
So, you know, I can get all that info and my doc can have all that info. And luckily it was all good. So happy with that.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. And look, while we're talking about health, I'll make mention of what I did in the last couple of weeks. 56 years old, I haven't ever done my bowel cancer thing. And I had a deadly yarn. And I'll tell you, this radio, deadly medium, I had a deadly yarn with Dr. Joel Winnetong, Dr. Mark's son. He's there in Newcastle. And he's our ambassador for bowel cancer. And the conversation we were having, he's saying, so, brother, what you got to do is tell the mob out there, you're going to do a guna, then you send it back to the government. Send your gunner to government. It's, you know, I mean, that's what it is.
That should be a no-brainer.
Thank you. That's right. Exactly. So when I got mine done, and it looked all good, green light, fantastic, you know. I don't know why. At age 50, you're supposed to do that, for example, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, but in communication, looking after your health, and, your health is in your hands. You need to do your bit, don't you, brother?
Yeah, and you've got to do that. I've still got my kit sitting here. I've got to get mine done there.
There you go, brother.
I'm 53 this year.
Yeah, there you go, brother. I'm promoting for
got
you.
I've got my heart done this week, and now I've got to get my gunang done. But
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's what it's all about. And once again, that's why the My Health record is so good, and the My Health app is, as you've mentioned before, it's another great tool in your medicine journey. And and it's there for everyone.
Exactly. Now, I did mention Parkinson's awareness that we had on Monday, 11th of April, World Parkinson's Day. Can you give a bit of a story about Parkinson's? Is it for...
They can affect people of all ages.
All ages, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, usually it comes with... That's the thing. You hear stories and, you know, they say this affects people at this age, but, it's just another one of those... just one of those cruel conditions that people get, and it's something. It's in a lot of areas. On a sport, we talk about brain injuries and all that, it does come with age, but it can strike a little bit early.
Mm. Now we're talking about long COVID. Just give us some education on that. Long COVID. What are we talking there, brother?
Oh yeah, look, with long COVID, obviously there's people. I think, when they've had COVID, it's just an ongoing symptoms that you have with COVID. And they just last longer. There's people, look, I don't know if I've had COVID, my symptoms were very mild because I was vaccinated. But there's a lot of people before vaccinations, I think, are the people that, majority of people that have end up having long COVID. That just means that they still, to this day, are still having symptoms from COVID,
It's a stretch of the disease, is it?
And there was also found in co-patients who was hospitalised or in ICU. So, remember before, and it's still happening now because there's still people, people going to ICU with COVID, they're medically, physically challenged and they get COVID and it does hit people differently. But obviously, being vaccinated, you think that you're a lot more protected. So it is one of those things that we've got to be aware of, and it is there. So it's people that we just got to go to your doctor. If you've got these prolonged symptoms, it could be long COVID.
Fantastic, brother. Up to date with all that. Thank you very much. Now, quickly, let's talk football. Broncos lost their first game a couple of weeks ago, but look, on a roll. First time they've won five games in a row at the beginning of the year for decades. So it looks like a gun side there, brother. You there? Hello. Steve Renouf. You there, Steve?
Trevor, I think we dropped out, mate.
Yeah. Let's just check. Hold it. Try again. You there, brother? Nah, lost him. All right, wanted to talk football and lost him. But a big shout-out, Steve Renouf, a consumer advocate, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander champion at the Australian Digital Health Agency. And we were just talking about managing health while travelling, so do keep that in mind. He talked about the app, have your Medicare app, and you can still check out your history no matter where you are. Parkinson's awareness, we had a chat about that, and also long COVID. So, look, good, Jan. Good to catch up with the brother, but try to talk football as well. Just try again and see if he's there. You there? No, lost him. All good. But you, Daily Mob, thank you for tuning in. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. Across the nation, thanks to NERS. A very good morning, Yarraba. How are you, Mob? Too Deadly. I was over there yesterday, caught up with Deadly Mob there. So thank you very much. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And fly, Guyula fly. Yeah, Seahawks. That's the Delhi soundtrack for Great Southland. Mitch Tambo, we'll come back to that. This is your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Jan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Jan with Baldy on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. And coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Digi Country, BBM Bumbleby Media, 98.7 FM across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, Cairns Regional Council called on to stand up and block state's prison plan. International human rights advocate Debbie Kilroy is calling on the Cairns Regional Council to block the state government's plan to build two new prisons in the region. And with that, we're going to talk to Debbie. Debbie's on the line now. Debbie, a very good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Now, you're the CEO of Sisters Inside, and you're an international human rights advocate, and you're pushing for the Cairns Regional Council to stand up and block state's prison plan. I'm living in Cairns. I didn't realise that there was something on the table, building two new prisons in this region. Go figure. It's not the answer, is it?
No, it's not the answer. And the Premier announced the building of one children's prison back on the 5th of October last year and made a further announcement this year that there will be two children's prisons built. And the first prison, there was an allocation of $500 million. Well, we've been talking to the community and the council today at the council meeting that it's time that that money is given to the community here to reimagine the community and not be spent on building children's prisons.
Well, we say it's about $100,000 to have a person in prison for 12 months. $100,000 spent on an individual to getting them right, to have vision for their future, set a foundation, that would be more money spent better, would it not?
It would, and that's for an adult.
Well, exactly.
When we talk about children, it's nearly $500,000 per child.
Yeah.
So we're talking a lot of, like, you know, $500,000. So we're talking about a lot of money to keep children, predominantly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, in cages where we know that the high majority of them are on remand. They're actually not even convicted of a so-called crime. So it's a dumping ground. It's cages built to dump black children.
And it becomes a rotating door, doesn't it? They go out and they come back in.
Correct.
You only know what you know.
That's right. And we know that children then get pipelined into the adult prison system. So the industry that the Palaszczuk government is supporting and funding is the prison industry, not the tourism industry here in this beautiful North Queensland and where the Great Barrier Reef is.
Sure.
And that's where the money needs to be spent, on tourism, not
jobs.
Prisons.
Jobs, exactly, you know. And,
exactly.
And when you look at it, they're our future. Now, also, hearts and concerns and, you know, and prayers going out to people who have been a part of crime, you know, and youth crime is going through the roof, but building two new prisons is probably not the way to go. There's got to be a cheaper, a better plan and a strong foundation for a vision future for young ones.
That's right. And we at Sisters Inside know what works, and we've been providing support and services and, you know, care for children, for girls, predominantly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander girls, for a very long time. And we get the results where they're actually no further criminalised or imprisoned. We know it works, and it's about grassroots organisations that know. Mm-hmm. And those that we've spoken to here, you know, small Aboriginal programs that are driven by their own community, actually get the best results. It's not about more policing, more courts, more prisons.
Well, exactly. And look, while I do have you, want to give us a bit of background regarding Sisters Inside and just give us entail the jobs that you actually do. So you're talking to the girls in prison, do you, and help them when they get out or a future for a platform as such and move towards their future?
Yeah, well, Sisters Inside is an independent non-governmental organisation, and it has existed for over 30 years now. And what we, the way Sisters Inside started was from when I was in prison. So still today we have women in prison that part of our board that drive the agenda of Sisters Inside.
Okay.
So we have an office in Townsville and we have an office in Brisbane. We also have set up a national network of incarcerated and formerly incarcerated women and girls, so that we have a voice. So we talk about nothing about us without us, that we must be at the table and part of the conversations. We're sick and tired of people taking up our space and coming from a position of power over and telling us what's best for us. We know what's best for us. We've lived this.
Yes.
We've come out the other side. We've moved forward. So we provide lots of services and programs. be, you know, support through the courts, in prisons, on release. So, it's about breaking the back of the criminalisation and imprisonment of women and girls, and we're highly successful in doing what we do.
Can you give us some success stories of our sisters coming out?
Sure. There's been a number of women, well, girls for that. Okay, let's talk about girls because we're talking about young people here.
Yep, yep.
We have a program called the Yanga Program that's run by our state youth manager, who is Nettie Mabo. So Eddie Mabo's granddaughter.
Okay.
So, you know, long legacy of advocacy there through the bloodlines. And Nettie runs Aboriginal healing cultural programs. So the girls that have been in the youth, the children's prisons, or going through courts, agree to go over to Mandurabar, otherwise known as Stradbroke Island, and spend a week or more there doing cultural healing. The high majority of those girls that have participated in that healing process have never been recriminalised or re-imprisoned.
There you go.
So it's about doing the cultural trauma-informed work and care that needs to happen to address intergenerational harm that not only the state but individuals have perpetrated against girls.
So with an individual, a young person who's caught up with the wrong side of the law, then you're at the table from the get-go. So, you know, if they're not going to prison, then you can help them get on the right track because the courts have given them a pass, so to speak, but let's not go down that track again is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, well, it's about walking alongside girls and women and addressing their needs, not telling them what their needs are. So it's really about, it's about practical needs. So it could be about housing. It could be about drug and alcohol, you know, programs. It could be about, you know, sorting out their mental health. It could be where they've had, you know, heart issues, the holistic health that gets addressed. You know, it could be about that they want to further their education, training and get a job. Mm. It could be about that we need to go back to court and argue against the state to get their children out of state care, so-called state care, and give them back to their families, their mothers, and where white families are not raising Aboriginal children. White families are not getting paid to raise Aboriginal children, but Aboriginal families are getting money to raise their own children and resources, and that builds community.
Yeah. Do we have a Brothers Inside organisation?
No, we don't have a Brothers Inside, so the brothers need to get that going.
I think so. And then if you look at it, thank you, Debbie. Yeah, we have a little giggle, but look, it's the proof's in the pudding. Fruit on the trees. You've got a success there. And so when we're talking about building two new prisons, now let's invest in sisters inside and brothers inside.
Absolutely. So, yes.
Exactly.
We know.
Exactly. That's and where the money should be going. If, you know, prevention or for people coming out of prison with a clean slate and anybody at any moment can start a new future.
Yep. And the majority of us, including myself, were those children locked up in a children's prison. So I was in a children's prison from the age of 13.
Okay.
And when I ended up in and out of the prison and into the adult prison, and then eventually, you know, got the support that I needed. We set up Sisters Inside, and we've been going ever since. And now, you know, I started my social work degree in prison.
Yes.
I've done my law degree. I have a law firm. And so it's about supporting other women to do the same. But putting children in prison traumatises them and ensures harm continues not only for them but the community. And we must end harm, all harm for everybody.
Exactly, exactly. So with that now, you're pushing for the Cairns Regional Council to stand up and block the state's prison plan. Where are you at with it? Has a horse already bolted?
No, well, we've presented this morning.
Okay.
And a motion has just been tabled in general business. By Council Pine, and there has been some robust conversation, and where other council members have asked for more information because they were clearly moved and have said that they were moved about our 15-minute presentation. So the motion has been stood down so that this can go onto their workshop agenda, and we will be asked to come back and do a workshop with the councillors to give them more information about what they can do. Really, at the end of the day, it's about a motion to be passed, supported by council members, as a principal stance against the Palaszczuk government's carceral policies.
Beautiful. So the conversation is still conversing. We're still conversing, aren't we?
Absolutely. Good. And we'll keep talking. Yes.
Lovely. Debbie, thank you very much. All the best and a big shout-out to your team there, Sisters Inside, doing a fantastic job. And keep in touch, my sister.
Thank you. Okay, Trevor, take care.
Bye, Deb. Bye-bye. Little Yan there, that's Debbie Kilroy. She's CEO of Sisters Inside. And look, they're pushing for, well, having a conversation with the Cairns Regional Council, calling on them to stand up and block state's prison. So they're apparently, state government has planned to build two new prisons in the region. That's a conversation that's being had at the table. All right, you mob, being had, have your conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
You gotta listen up now. Come and feel the vibe. Give your ragamuffin shot the gates tonight. Once again, coming out tell you now, yeah. Put up your hands up in the air, yeah. Oh, na-na-na. Can everybody come and listen up.
Wise man, come now.
There was a man up on a mountain top, looking at the world that forgot about love. Innocent man trying to stay humble, he gave his only heart to the right hand man. There was a man up on the mountain top, looking at the world that forgot about love. Innocent man trying to stay humble, he gave his only heart to the right hand man. Reality check in, everybody cast a small than palace. Cool down your pace, you know, time for play games in the rat race. Everybody wanna taste what their own medicine in a later stage. Yeah, if you know, me I go ring the alarm. You must give respect and you will be the better man. No matter what obstacle come in front you, there's always a price to pay, you must understand. Should already know by now. You must treat somebody like you wanna be treated. Yeah, we are the warriors of love. Rest of my life I will never back down. Should already know by now. Why? Never too late now. Everybody make mistakes in a wrong time and place. Them afraid and them get it, yeah. Them afraid and them get it, yeah. From sun up to sundown, let's take a walk inside the foreground. Wake up, oh, everybody done police. Let me warn ya, lock up yourself inside of your house. Shut up your curtain when I was around. You don't wanna wake up, oh, otherwise Aunt Bed gonna stand up in your room. You go up, no clue, and I'm go up one for you. I guess I'll be loud, you should already know by now. You must treat somebody like you wanna be treated. Yeah, we are the warriors of love. Rest of my life I will never back down. Should already know by now. Why? Never too late now. Everybody make mistakes in the wrong time and place. Them afraid I'm gonna get it yet. Hey now, Them afraid I'm gonna get it yet. Hey, I can't be baladuga bin speak. Me no worry no more. Hey, now as me rise. Yeah, as me rise with my fist till I die.
What's up in the
world? Should already know by now. You must treat somebody like you wanna be treated. Yeah, we are the warriors of love. Rest of my life I will never back down. Should already know by now. Why? Never too late now. Everybody make mistakes in the wrong time and place. We are the warriors of love for now.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
My people, Aboriginal people, what we're fighting for. We are the original people of
people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We are the original people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, Two Daily Mob, it is National Talk Black. We're at the segment of Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni, IGA, Brinsmead, Edmonton. Give us a box of fruit once a week here at Mama Bippa Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. And we talk to the boys and girls, only two boys with me at the moment, in blue, and that's Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, and also his deadly bodyguard there, Steve Grant, and his PLO, Peace Liaison Officer. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Morning, Trevor.
Morning, Trevor.
You both on? Where are you?
Yep.
Keep talking there. Try that again. You working?
Yes.
Yeah, you're good?
Yep.
Yeah, no, you're gone. Bring you back up. Try again. You there?
Now I'm here.
Yes.
No, you're gone now. Thank you. White fella make it, black fella break it. Where are we? So I'm going to put you back on then, put him there. And now we're good.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's like having a flat tire, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Two boys just tend to be running a little bit late because they've got a flat tire.
Flat tire in the Prado.
In the Prado, there it is. So, yeah.
I heard this noise and I looked at Glenn and knew what it was.
I guess, so how do you do it then? Does one change the tire, one check for traffic, or one spin it left one and right? And
two-man effort.
Team effort.
As quick as possible so that no one can watch us changing a tire
on a marked police car. Yeah. Well, they must have a little giggle when they drive by seeing the police car on the side of the road changing tires.
I think so too.
Yeah, we're
human
one
also.
One back on you sort of thing. There they are.
Yeah.
Look, good to have your brothers here. Now, we're talking about police powers and responsibilities. Jack's Law, we'll go into that. Amendment Bill 2022.
Yep.
So let's talk police powers.
Yeah, so our Police Powers and Responsibility Act, that's basically our toolbox that gives us the powers to do all sorts of things, you know, arrest without warrant, enter properties, stop cars. Mm. So that's why this Jack's Law has been incorporated into that, because it's just another power that we now have in Queensland.
You want to quickly explain Jack's Law?
Yeah, so we might actually start with the incident. I think that's going to be the easiest way to start. So in... December 2019, Jack Beasley was a 17-year-old young man. He's hanging out with a couple of friends in Surfers Paradise, minding his own business, and he's been set upon and fatally stabbed by a group of male who I don't believe he was in confrontation with them, and they weren't known to him.
Okay.
And a result of that attack...
Condolences to the family. Okay, yep. Yeah. So, and the Queensland Police has taken this... on board, naming it Jack's Law in regard to this
police power. So he's lost his life in that attack. And look, I think during that period of time, certainly knife crime was an issue that's been identified in Surfers Paradise and Broadbeach areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2021, legislation was passed to enable the trial of handheld scanners. So they're basically like a little plastic device which can detect metal.
So you officers carry that with you?
So, look, since 2021, since that legislation came in place, the trial area was the Surfers Paradise and Broadbeach Safe Night precincts.
Mm-hmm.
So just for your listeners, your Safe Night precincts are basically an area that is designated by a boundary, normally in a metro area, where normally there's high tourist activity, your nightclubs.
Okay, so that becomes a no-go zone for an individual.
Well, that becomes a go zone for everyone if they behave themselves.
Okay, right.
So,
yep.
so we have the powers to ban people from those safe night precincts.
Mm.
So look, this trial's been conducted over a 12 month period and was very successful with a number of detections of knives and edge weapons weapons. Mm. So, you know, over 250 weapons were located, and they included machetes, a bushel, tomahawk, sharpened screwdrivers.
Tomahawk.
Flick knives, replica guns, knuckle dusters, and tasers. Now, I suppose for your listeners, we need to sort of digest why anyone would need to go out
people
to some of these
around
places
armed
with knives.
With those sort of tools,
yeah,
those sort of weapons.
Yep.
They are weapons.
Exactly, yep. And so, I mean, the common answer is that people need them for protection, but the truth is if you feel that unsafe in these areas, stay at home.
Exactly.
If you feel that unsafe that you feel you need to take a weapon to these areas, I don't think that you should be making.
Well, you become an armed person.
That's right. So you're now
committing a crime.
That's right. Yep.
So if you're that scared, stay home. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. So, and look, like some of the things they detected, like sharpened screwdrivers, you know, as lethal as a knife. So
exactly.
They can inflict the same wounds or if not worse. So look, because of the success of that trial, and the fact that they've noticed a noticeable decrease in both knife-related crime and armed robbery offences in those two safe night precincts, the Jack's Law Amendment Bill 2022 has been introduced into Parliament to extend the expiry date of that trial now up to 2025.
Okay.
So basically what this means is police now have powers to stop people and conduct a check for any metal on that person.
Sure.
They're checking for knives, obviously, and edge weapons.
It's against the law to carry any weapon.
Yeah.
So if the police are checking you, you've got no weapon, you've got no dramas.
Exactly.
But if you've got a weapon, well, you committed a crime.
That's right.
I always say life is simple, people complicate it.
Yeah. A couple of things I want to make clear, because I know people worry about their civil rights.
Sure, thank you. Let's talk there.
So this amendment bill or this power that we have is specifically related to knife crime. Okay, so we can't abuse these powers and stop you and start searching your pockets and finding other
stuff
whatever. What you shouldn't be carrying. So they're specific powers for knife crime. So once we've searched with the wand. And it hasn't given any indication of any
metal.
You're free to go.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So you're respecting someone's privacy as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the whole objective of the legislation.
For the knives. You know, it's for the weapons.
Improve community safety, disrupt and prevent knife-related violent incidents, and it allows police to engage with the public in a positive manner, because we're pretty well just stopping you and having a bit of a chat.
Let's talk about you find no knife, but you mentioned screwdriver.
Yes.
Do you then is that classed as a weapon? Do you take that off them, or
it would be seized.
Yes,
and they're
free to go.
You would be questioned.
Okay.
Look, a sharpened screwdriver. Depending on why you would have it.
Yeah.
If
you've got no other tools.
If you're within the safe night precinct and you're just out on a night out, that would constitute a knife or an edged weapon.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Yep. So don't be taking any of these items.
Yeah.
At all into these areas.
Maybe your tools in your bag, because you might get a flat tire, sorry, pardon the pun, on your bicycle, whatever the case may be, you know. That's why you're carrying the tools.
That's correct.
You know,
but that's right. And that's where there is some discretion there.
Sure, thank you.
If, you know, like the local electrician's walking up into one of these buildings to change, you know, a fuse.
You. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. He's got a reason to have
a
knife,
it, yeah.
You know.
All right.
So, and look, that doesn't just...
Well, a lot of the group of guys that attacked young Jack Beasley, 17-year-old, he's now dead, you know. But they were carrying a knife.
Correct.
So if they had no weapon, they may have even just punched Jack, knocked him out, whatever.
Yeah.
At least he's not dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But or maybe they would have never got into confrontation.
Well, exactly,
at all,
yeah.
You know, obviously,
I don't know,
it's
just
brought about a confidence that they shouldn't
have had.
Loss
of a life, that's all.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to prevent here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're carrying a weapon on the other hand, then you carry a weapon for a reason.
Yeah.
You're looking for trouble, or
yeah.
You're going out to hurt somebody.
That's right. Or even if you get into confrontation and it is a physical confrontation, and you decide to remove that knife and use it, you're most likely going to be the person who's the offender.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
well, exactly.
if you're successful in harming or killing the person you're fighting with, you're going to be facing court yourself.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so the powers, police powers, in response to Jack's Law Amendment Bill So there it is. And all town cities have SNPs, safe night precincts?
Yeah, so like I said, it's going to be mainly your busier tourist areas. So we're looking at Airlie Beach, Brisbane CBD, Broadbeach CBD, Bundaberg CBD, Cairns CBD, mm-hmm. Fortitude Valley, Gladstone CBD, Ipswich CBD, Inner West Brisbane, Mackay, Rockhampton, Sunshine Coast, Surface Paradise, Toowoomba and Townsville. So there's a number of locations that have these safe night precincts. This power also gives us to use these devices at a public transport station and on public transport vehicles travelling mm-hmm. to and from the station. There's a number of relevant places.
Sure.
So I suppose for the community, they just need to expect in Queensland that, you know, they may be stopped by police and they may be asked
and searched with that
with the
detector.
So they're not going to open pockets. They're not going to open bags.
Okay.
If they detect metal, they'll probably ask you to remove what was metal. You know, it could be a set of keys.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Just remove
free
it.
Free to go.
Show the police.
Have a good night.
What the detection was.
This is in the state of Queensland.
Yes.
Something like this similar in other states and territories, you wouldn't know?
Look, I don't know. And again, you know, your listeners would have to check with their own state or territory.
National program, but yeah, there it is.
And
yep.
Look, I'd hope if they didn't have it, they'd be lobbying for this type of legislation in their states, because it is very useful to prevent knife crime.
Yeah.
Exactly. And just on that point, Trevor, with the Cairns CBD precinct, it's actually from, what do we got here? We've got McLeod Street, Florence Street, mm-hmm. the Esplanade, Pier Road, and Wharf Street in that vicinity.
Yep.
That's part of the Cairns SNP area.
Okay.
So what the good senior sergeant has indicated there, it's currently in those vicinities.
You'll be able to go to the police station anywhere in the state and mention those names you mentioned to find out the actual map?
Yeah, and actually we printed this one off online. So we did a snappy little Google search for Safe Night Precinct Queensland.
And get Uncle Google, check it out for you.
Yep. And up we come, and Steve's managed to print this Cairns one off, which is, you know, a pretty distinct map. Any local person or even a tourist would be able to work out quickly where that Safe Night Precinct was.
Beautiful. It's about keeping people safe. That's what it's all about. Well, a good yarn. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Where are we at? April, any holidays coming up soon with you guys?
Just got back.
You just got back, both of you?
Both of us, just back.
Full on now, right through till Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, not quite till Christmas, but
a little break before
little
that.
Little break before that. And we're back in the nest.
Back in the saddle. Mm.
Now, we had a yarn also before Easter weekend. Easter weekend went well? No dramas? I mean,
I think
your area, precinct?
Yeah, there was a couple of issues. I know our last attendance here, we talked a lot about traffic and the Fatal Five. And,
exactly.
You know, I got out on the road just after that meeting and we did a bit of, you know, a few hours of traffic. And, you know, we did get some drivers that were intoxicated. And one of our drivers was quite intoxicated, shouldn't have been on the road.
Yep.
So, you know, like I always like to reinforce, you know, anywhere, anytime.
So he got charged, got arrested, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But he didn't kill nobody, he didn't kill himself.
No, that's right, you know.
Thank you, and that's what we're talking about.
And a nice enough guy, convention. But just making very poor judgments on that day and, you know, probably had done this previously, and
yes.
You know, we're always happy to get people like that off the road in front of the courts, and hopefully just see that moment in life they rethink their behaviours.
Just on that point before, with that SNP, I was just going to ask the senior sergeant, what's the infringement with that? If you've been detained by police, does it go back through the court process, or is it the officer's discretion?
If you're found with a knife, yes, it'll be a court appearance.
Okay. Yes.
Yep.
Carrying a weapon.
Yep. So there's no actual ticket we can write with a fine. So it'll be up. The fine will be determined by the courts.
Yep. Okay. Yep. There is. Thank you for the yarn, boys. We'll talk soon. All the best, and big shout out to the guys and girls back at Edmonton Police Station.
And terrific. A big shout out to our former inspector, Mr. Trevor Adcock, who'd be listening today.
Okay.
Hopefully, we'll catch up with him soon.
TC.
TJ Adcock. Most likely be down at Bunnings somewhere shopping as usual. Good shout out there, Trevor.
Big shout out. Fantastic. We'll talk soon, gentlemen.
Thanks,
thank
so.
You. Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, and that's Which Way Yarning, and Yarning with the Boys in Blue, and the topics that we were talking there was Police Powers and Responsibilities, Jack's Law, Amendment Bill 2022. Have your saying yarn up strong. We have about 10 minutes left on the program here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All ease here, 1-800-422-416.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By all means, stay on your own, you gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of jeeps. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin kin. Raise strong black kids, forever's drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Ha! Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, aim higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. The deep of her roots, black woman in a white man's world. It's tough being sexualized, she's always black. That's enough, you're worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying bad sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity that's getting questioned. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
So I can make it on my own. I came down to the city, far away from home. didn't know what to expect. So far away, but memories take me back to my island home. Tis the place I am from, and I call my home.
Call my home.
Side by island.
Side by my island home.
Side by island.
Side by what, America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Side by island.
Side by my island home.
Side by.
Down in the city.
Yeah, to Delhi, Side by Island, my island home. That's Moses Warrison here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Yarn. We've got, who we got on the line? We've got someone online. Someone, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, brother. Brother, I got cut out yesterday.
Yes, you did, my brother.
Oh, sorry, brother.
All good, brother.
Brother, I thought Monday in my 20 years. Good on you, Carl. It was a good program, brother. And, you know, I heard you say, oh, what else? It was good to hear Lydia Thorpe, Airside. But, brother, you know, all the people, that all the gatekeepers, they can really tie me up, brother. But I'm more leaning towards the moral side, you know, because, like I say, the government can always make something legally right, not necessarily morally it's right. Mm. And, brother, it's good that hearing Jack Straw, brother, and it shows that, you know, sometimes we get a bit, some of us Maori, we get a bit, another kind of racism, you know. But it showed, seatbelts and mobile phone and the gun buybacks, it doesn't. It's for the good of the most people, eh, brother? Yes. Some people might get unhappy, but it's what's
keep
good
us all
for
safe,
the
exactly,
people.
For the majority.
And yeah, brother, I was wondering if that meeting took place yesterday.
No, did you go along? Was it on?
For the voice.
Yeah, did you go along?
Hello, brother?
Yeah, can you hear me? Someone, no. Keep talking, someone. You can't hear me. Yeah, no, not there. Try that. Someone, you there?
Yeah, brother, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. Continue. Yep, go ahead.
I'll come on tomorrow.
Yeah, two is okay, brother. Thank you.
Okay,
take
brother.
Care.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye. Dele Yande, Selwyn got cut off there, but he's going to call back tomorrow, and he always calls back. He's a regular here on this Dele program, National Talk About. But Trinity Trevor going to sign off you, Mob. Thank you very much for your company. Yep. Maddie, big shout out, Maddie. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for your company, Mob. 1 hour program, that's over and done with. The hour goes fast. Time flies when you're having fun. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. But 24/7 you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.